I'm obsessed with the sun. I want to understand how it works. I want to understand why it shines. I want to understand how it affects the Earth. My name is Peter Gallagher. I'm a solar physicist at Trinity College Dublin. It just so happens that the sun is a lovely laboratory for testing physics, and you can test really extreme physics on the sun. So as a physicist, I can go out there and there's already a laboratory there where I can understand physics in an extreme environment, which is the sun, which is this burning ball of gas. It's basically hydrogen, you know, it's not solid. You can't walk on the surface of the sun. It's a gas. And it's a gas of hydrogen, which is the lightest element that there is out there. And actually, in fact, most of the universe is made up of hydrogen gas. And all of that hydrogen comes from the Big Bang, which is amazing. 13.7 billion years ago, the universe was formed and all the hydrogen came from it. And all that hydrogen went to make the stars. And so our sun is made out of this hydrogen gas. And there's so much hydrogen gas that it's all pushing together and gravity is pulling it together. And it squashes the hydrogen so much together that it fuses. It pushes the protons inside hydrogen together, and that releases energy, nuclear energy, that makes the sun shine. So it's nuclear energy that you're lying on the beach, and that the ultimate source of the light that heats your skin and burns your skin is coming from a nuclear process deep inside the surface of the sun, 150 million kilometres from you. With the sun, it's the only star in the universe that we can actually see. And if you want to understand the stars, let's look at the closest one, our sun, and try and understand that. It's a middle-of-the-road sun. It's not too hot, it's not too cold, it's not too big, it's not too small. It's kind of just right, and it's just right for us, in fact. If it was any of those other things, we wouldn't be here talking today, and our planet wouldn't be where it is today.